First, thank you very much for doing this interview. Dread, this is a really tough movie. When you were approached with this film, I mean, what were your thoughts knowing that the character is very iconic? It was already out once in a different version with Sylvester Stallone. What approach did you want to take with this film?
It was important to me to go and endeavor to deliver something that was quite different to anything that had come before. You know, my take on the character was to not play him as a character that was based in ego or to be some sort of a bombastic dread. I wanted my dread to be kind of like a tightly wound coil. For me, it's far more interesting to have that inner rage and watch a character struggle to contain it. So that was kind of broad strokes, the sort of basis for the character.
Yeah, this is your first time doing sci-fi. Doom, you were part of that. I mean, you took on The Rock. What was it like? What would you say?
And beat him.
What would you say the difference was for playing that character to playing this character and, of course, the type of individuals that you have to battle against?
You know, Dredd is a force of nature. He really is. He is the enigmatic, faceless representation of the law, and he is he's tough. And but he also, what's really important is he has this most amazing dry sense of humor. You know, he's laughing on the inside, and I really like that. You know, and this movie is basically a day in the life of Dredd as he puts his rookie Anderson through her paces to see whether she's got what it takes to become a judge. And you know, through the day, things go south.
For yourself, though, in playing the character, and I want to go a little bit deeper in that, what are the things that you looked for in yourself to bring that character out? I mean, we never see your face. Mm-hmm. There's never a smile. And at certain times you think he is a complete hard ass, but then at the bottom line is it's about justice and he's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I liken his bravery is to like those firefighters in 9/11. Those brave guys, to me, that's kind of the ilk of this man. He is the type of guy who is selfless. He is serving the people, and he's going into situations where other people are running away. You know, he's not a superhero. He doesn't have superhuman powers. And in that regard, I think that's what makes him such an iconic character.
What do you think we can learn from this film? Because this is, I mean, you take away the sci-fi from this, you look outside, it's almost the same things that are going on out there. Drugs, the violence.
Lots of danger out there, lots of danger. And you know, when you see this film, it's not too hard to, you know, to imagine this sort of dystopian future. And, you know, Dredd is a desperate measure for a desperate time. You know, in the world that Dredd lives in, you know, the law enforcement officials can only respond to 6% of the crime. I mean, it would be horrific to live in a world like that.
Well, you definitely did a great job, my friend. Going to wrap this up. I want just to say very quickly, though, I ask you, though, physically, though, what are the things that you had to do to get prepared for this?
I spent about 14 weeks in a gym doing intensive work just to physically get into shape for the character. I didn't enjoy that particularly. and then there was a two-week kind of military boot camp that we did with ex-British SAS guys. And that was also an extraordinary challenge. But you know what? It really helped. You know, it sort of helped me sort of feel like the character. And it's all worthwhile. You know, when I've seen just the positive response that this film has got so far, it's all worth it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take care.